wanted to bring to the stage Kevin Lungwitz. And Kevin is a person, as Mari said several yesterday, who needs no introduction. But I will say that if you read his bio, you know that he is a longtime school lawyer representing teachers, but has a very interesting past. I will say, personally, I know that he married up when he married his wife, Gina, and probably most men did, but and he's got two beautiful girls, so I have known Kevin for a long time and respect him greatly. And last thing I would say is that if you ever need a mean tuba track laid down for you on your next musical venture, he does work for beer. Thank you very much, Kevin Lungwitz.
All true. Thank you, Marnie, for that kind introduction, and thanks for all the work you've done for our section this year. We really appreciate it. Good morning, everyone. It's, about a couple of months ago, Trump got impeached. A few weeks ago, he got acquitted. A few days ago, the Democrats formed a circular firing squad. We're off to the races. The election is not something that's going to happen in November. It's happening right now, and as Mark reminded us yesterday, early voting began 3 days ago here in Texas. So let's get the juices flowing this morning, and y'all tell me which case this quote is from. Tinker, yes, very good. Tinker versus Des Moines Independent Community School District. This is the most famous free speech in the schools case that there is. The Supreme Court decided this at the peak of the Vietnam War, about 1968. Mary Beth Tinker and her friends decided to wear the black armband into the schoolhouse to protest the Vietnam War. They were suspended, they sued, they won, and the Supreme Court said they were able to protest in a non-disruptive way. There was no evidence that the armbands were disruptive in any way. And then the Supreme Court said this, what you see on the screen, it's the most famous quote if you're representing teachers or students. And by the way, today I'll say teachers, I'm really meaning school employees. Teacher, that word just comes out of my mouth easier. You gotta have this quote in your brief. But I don't believe this quote anymore. And I think what we're going to see is that in fact, teachers and students do check their free speech rights at the schoolhouse gate, at least some of their rights at the schoolhouse gate. I think you will see that in some circumstances, teachers check their rights outside the schoolhouse gate as well. So I don't really believe the quote much anymore. Before we get to the next slide, I want to remind you of a story of the Yale political science professor who was doing his work on rural American politics and decided to descend upon the West Texas town of Fort Davis, one of my favorite places. So he took his clipboard into the town saloon on a Saturday night, and he cupped his hands and he said, "All the Republicans are horses' asses." Everybody put their beer bottles down and they pounced on this guy and they beat him up and they took him and threw him out into Main Street. He dusted himself off, made a note on his clipboard, walked back into the bar, and said, "All the Democrats are horses' asses." People, same reaction. They stopped drinking and shooting pool. They got him and roughed him up and threw him out into Main Street. Now he's really confused. He dusts himself off and he walks back in and says, "What's with you people?" And a man sitting over here said, "Feller, this here's horse country." And so what you've just done for me is prove my point. That's a bipartisan joke, and it got basically no reaction because we're in a post-bipartisan era. Everything is political. Everything you see on the screen is political. Every conversation you have with someone can turn to politics in a heartbeat. 100% of Americans are sure that 50% of Americans have lost their ever-loving mind. And that's where we are, including the news is the last one down there. We have news sources we don't trust anymore, right? Even the news is contaminated with our political lenses. And I was surprised to see the other day that the Weather Channel has now proclaimed itself to be America's most trusted TV news network. How far have we gone? That the Weather Channel is the most trusted TV news network. And then I thought, well, that makes sense because The weather is never political. So I forgot about the hurricane there, though. So I didn't even know if the Weather Channel is going to hang on to that title much longer. So I'm going to try to cover teacher-employee speech and student speech. I will tell you now, I'm not going to get through it all. It's in the paper. The slideshow you have in your handouts maybe will not bear much resemblance to what you're seeing on the screen. If you see something new pop up, take a picture of it and save it. No, I really mean that. I mean, if you really want it, take a picture of it. So let's launch it. The first starting point for school employee speech is this. We've got to know this. This is the launch point. In order for school employee speech to be First Amendment protected, the employee has to be speaking as a citizen on a matter of public concern. You've got to have both of those components. Absent one, and then the speech is arguably just not protected by the First Amendment at all. And that's the Connick versus Myers case. And if you're representing the employee, and you hope the facts come to you in such a way that you don't just get over the threshold that, okay, it's a citizen, matter of public concern, First Amendment, we just made it over the threshold. You want to argue that your facts are such that the First Amendment fully embraces this speech, fully wraps up the speech, because it is a scale. And you will see we're going to balance that speech against the government employer's duty to carry out its work in an efficient manner. Was the speech disruptive? Did the speech somehow...